Good tov, everyone. We are in the bottom of page 139, maybe in the movie on to page 140. We will not finish off Passover with kissing today, but Zrat Hashem tomorrow. We'll get to a lot of Lach HaLamaisa, but perhaps he's waited till talk about the Trokhtin and Tarisa, because it's today's Daf Yomi. Okay, today it comes up on the Daf Yomi, and that's what's going on over here, this difference between Trokhtin and Tarisa that we started off talking about last time. Okay, Trokhtin was a little bit thicker of dough, it seems to be, and it was put into a hole in the kira, and the Mechaber says it's borei minim nezaras bracha achas mei shalosh, but if you're koveya suda alav, it's going to be amotzi lecha min haaretz, that comes with Harish from the Gemara. Masha ain't kain teresa, that is, seems to be something that is even a thinner dough. It's very, very thin, and over here the Mechaber paskins that it's going to be borei minim nezaras bracha achas mei shalosh, Vafilu kovasud v'salav. Even if you're koveya hasudulav, it will never become hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Okay? It's a very liquidy batter. Okay, the Gemara over there gives three different perushim of what teresa is. Okay? The first perush over here is what we just say over here. You take mayim and kemach, and you're shofich alakir, it's mitpashet v'nefa, it spreads out. Imagine a very thick, thin batter. You pour it out, and it spreads out to the whole pan, or onto the skittle, the top of the kira where they're cooking it. All that is going to be borei minim nezaras, even your koveya sudala. The other two perushim of the Gemara is sif tezvav. One perush is it's nahama de handika. What's nahama de handika? Instead of having a shawarma going around the spit, you have a big dough that is on the spit and is going around on the around the fire. It's lechem that you put on a spit, and you smear on it oil and eggs on it. Okay, that is another perush of what Teresa says. That's also not going to be hamotzi. V'chein lechem asui lekutach. Also lechem asui lekutach. What's that? Shein ofen otol betonur el bechametz. Not cooked in an oven. Rather, it's cooked by the sun. Okay, mevarach alav borei minim mezonos. All of these things, the Mechaber says those three things, the last of three, so whether it is just a very thin batter that spreads out, or it is this bread that's been cooked on a spit, or it is this some type of dough that's cooked in the sun, it's all going to be borei minim nezaras, even if you're koveya asura alav. That's what comes out of the psak of the Mechaber. The Magen Avraham, quoted over here in Siv Katan Tzadi, disagrees with the psak of the Mechaber on Magen Avraham Mitzadid Debekava Mivarech Alav Motzi. The Magen Avraham holds, at the end of the day, you put flour and water together, even if it doesn't look like bread, if you're Koveya Sudalav, it goes back to the Din Darais, as we said before, and you make Borei Minei Mizonos, and you make, you have to wash and bench and say Birkas Amas. However, the Mishnah Berurah comes out and he says, "Magin Gibor Machrila LeDina KaShulchan Aruch." The Magin Giborim says the din is like the Shulchan Aruch; it's always going to be borei minim nezaras. So the problem over here is, as we already saw earlier on, that there could be a stira over here between not the stira, but a machlokas between the Rama and the Mechaber, because the Mechaber is saying over here a liquidy dough that you go ahead and bake is going to always be borei minim nezaras, as opposed to the Rama at the end of Sif Yedalid. Davar shibli waso rak. If you go back to page 139, the last line of the Roma in Yedal. Aval davar shibli waso raka v'tignu b'shai. Sorry, that's not the one. The beginning of the Roma of Yedal. V'chein davar shibli waso raka she'afu b'taner below mashkevit baked without brew without liquid dino kipas v'marach lav moti v'shalosh brachos v'chein yivafu be'elfes below mashke. So, we have lots of machlokas over here, and therefore you have to open up the poskim and see what foods they say belong in each category where and how do we paskin alach lamaisa. Lamaisa, if you look in the Hilchos Brachos Svarim, quoting the Shita of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it goes like this. Okay? Pancakes. Pancakes, they hold, is similar to the din of trokhtin, which is a thicker dough. Okay? Over here, it's got sweet stuff added to it also, and it's not tremendously like a meal type food, okay? And therefore, we could assume that it's like Passover bakistan. One could make an argument, maybe it's like bread, because at the end of the day, it's flour and water, it's thick. It's got a thick aspect to it. It doesn't meet that taste, it's got a thicker dough. When you pour it onto the skillet, it spreads a little bit, but not a lot, okay? And therefore, most posts can hold that pancakes are pas haba bakistan. That means you can make borei minim nezaras ala michyanam. However, if you're koveya suda alav, then it's going to be hamotzi lechem min haaretz, similar to waffles. Waffles will also be, it's got a tzura to it, it's pretty thick, and therefore also the same thing, it's going to be a din of Passover kissin, borei min hazonos, and alamich. Okay, masha ain't came. The post can bring down, you look in the Sefer Halachos HaBrachos, v'zos HaBracha, start with a small amount of pancakes or waffles, and then you end up eating a whole lot that you'll be koveya suda alav, then it's going to be, at that point, if you have in front of you the amount of koveya suda, you have to wash right now. But let's say you don't have that amount, you just kept on eating until the point you realize, wow, I just had a whole suda. Even though you said borei min hazonos, you would have to go ahead and bench like we saw earlier on. That's what the Mechaber says, beferish. Therefore, halacha l'maase. Okay, you go to a breakfast restaurant. Okay, it's J-Hop, Jewish House of Pancakes. Okay, the Jewish House of Pancakes, and you order a thing of, if you order a dish that would be what someone would order for a meal, that you're gonna have to go ahead and wash and bench on because that is your suda. Okay, that's what you would order and that's what they would serve instead of, I don't know, going to a pizza place or a hamburger place. You order a hamburger over here, you order pancakes, that's the meal. Okay, that's the meal, that's what someone would get satiated on, that would be the normal amount someone would get satiated by. It would be hamotzi lechem min haaretz. If you're just having breakfast, you have a couple pancakes, and you're having other things together with it, that goes back to the machlokas, Rishon Zalman, the Rav Moshe, you might starve to other foods. You don't generally, maybe put a little cream on the pancakes, but you don't usually put, I don't know, you don't put your eggs on the pancakes and stuff like that, so the eggs would not be mitzari for the other thing, the bowl of cereal would not necessarily be mitzari for the other thing, unless the cereal itself is pasal b'kisnin. Okay? Most mizonos cereals are pasal b'kisnin, Cheerios and the like are pasal b'kisnin, so those would also be mitzarif. But if you're not, and you're only having pancakes, and let's say eggs, or things that are not mitzarif, then, according to Rishon Zalman, you would not have to bench. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you're having a whole suda with pasal b'kisnin, you would have to mitzarif everything else, and you would have to wash and bench on just that. Okay? That's what would come out. Halamaisa, pancakes, waffles, and the like. As opposed to, let's say, blintzes and things like that. That, they say, is such a thin batter. It's made out of a thinner batter. And therefore, it's mitpashet a lot. A crepe. Blintzes and stuff like that. Therefore, they claim that according to the people of the Smachlok, you're the Mechaber and the Magen Avram. The Mechaber says, to go ahead, even if you're Kovei Asudalav, you would say, Borei Yunim Nizonos. Once again, the Magen Avram would say, Amotzi, there's nothing wrong with washing in a piece of bread to get out of the Suffolk over here. And it could be according to the Ramah that we saw earlier on. He says if you take a thin batter, you bake it, which is basically this. Okay, there's a little bit of sweet stuff. It's filled with sweet stuff. But if you're Kovei Asuda on it, there's a big tzad to say, go say Amotzi, therefore I believe. If you're Kovei Asuda on blintzes and crepes and things like this, you should wash on a piece of bread and get yourself out of the Suffolk. If not, you would go ahead, because the Suffolk brachos, go ahead and make Borei Minim Hazonos Alamichya, like the Mechaber is telling you. Now, what about wraps? Okay, what about wraps and the like? Those also seem to be very thin. The difference, though, what I understand the Metzias, once again, I've looked at this before, I could be wrong, it could be also the Metzias' change. Wraps are not like blintzes and crepes, they're very different, even to a tortilla. I think, the difference between a tortilla and a wrap, look this up afterwards, a wrap is made from a thick dough, okay, imagine challah dough, they just roll it very thin, but it comes from a blila ava. It comes from a blila ava, and therefore, Roposkim hold that it's going to be hamotzi lechem min haaretz on a wrap, even if you're not kovei asuda. Kavachomer the fact, most times we have wraps, you have a tuna wrap, you have other wraps, you're having a kovei asuda on it. And you're over here, even Rishon Zalman says you're going to starve all the foods, because milah face the pas. You're putting tuna and the lettuce and the cucumber and the tomato, all of that's going to be mitzari for the shear over there, so lechora, at least make a bracha, a motzi on something else. But even on a wrap, you go ahead and make a motzi on a wrap itself. I think other things, maybe like corn tortillas, corn tortillas are not a motzi. But tortillas that are made out of wheat, those could be, if they come from a blila raka, so then it's very, very thin. Then you get into this machlokas over here. Once again, if you could wash it on a piece of bread, it'd probably be better. According to the Mechaber, there's a big tzad to say that it's going to be borei minim hazonos and ala michya. Okay, and just to point out, I might have pointed this out last time, I don't remember. Just to point out over here, we talked earlier on, which I think is a very important point, it's going to lead into Siv Yud Zayin, which is going to be the pinnacle and the culmination of Passover Kisim, but it's going to bring us all back. The whole sugya is going to bring us to a lot of halacha levaisa. And that is, we saw the Mamar Mordechai brought down to the Bir Halacha at the beginning. And that is, even though we have three opinions that tell us what Passover Kisim is, once again, let's chazer them. They are either that it's kneaded with sweet stuff, or things, or it's a pocket full of sweet stuff, like those Pop-Tarts that we talked about, okay, things like that's a pocket full of dessert, snacks type things, or it is a crispy, crumbly crust again, okay, the pretzels, the crackers, and things like this, all those are the categories of pas habavakissim. But we saw the Mamre Mordechai told us that these are just general rules that the Rishonim were just trying to define what pas habavakissim is. But everyone agrees on the rule, and that is, it's basically pas, but pas that you're not normally koveya asuda alef. If it's gonna be something you're normally, if it's gonna be something that's not koveya asuda alef, even though it doesn't technically fall into one of these categories, we saw the Mamre Mordechai would say it would still be borei min mizonos ala michya unless you're koveya asuda alef. That's how we got the big soft pretzels that we saw before. It doesn't fulfill any of the categories, but nevertheless, Rosh Shlomo Zalman said to say borei min mizonos and ala michya unless you're koveya asuda alef. Over here, I believe this is another raya. This din of troknin points this out also. All it is flour and water. It's got the ingredients of bread, and it's baked. It's put into an oven. But for whatever reason, if it's surah, it doesn't look like so much like bread. It's obviously something you're not normally koveya suda alav, and therefore it remains borei min mizonos, even though it does not technically fall into any of the categories of borei min mizonos. What Sif Yud Zayin we're going to get into is the exact opposite case, where it technically might fall into one of the categories of pasta babakisnin, but what if it's a suda food? What if it's something that you're normally koveya suda alaf? Okay, that's what we're going to Bezrat Hashem talk about in Yud Zayin, and that's going to bring us to pizza, back to mizonos rolls, perhaps burekas, deli roll, and things like this. We'll talk out Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Adkan for today.